Christy, time to turn on. Forgot to warn her. Sorry about that. All right. Cherry Veldt Camp is going to open us with prayer, and then we'll have the pledge. If you'd stand, please.
We just come before your throne of grace this morning, and we just thank you and honor you, Lord. And we ask that whatever proceedings happen in this room today, that they will be the same. We ask, dear Lord, that you will bless our county. We ask, Heavenly Father, that you will put your blessing upon our leaders. And we ask, dear Lord, that you will make your people wise when it comes to the choices that we need to make. Now be with this meeting today, and we ask a special prayer today for our servicemen, those serving overseas, those serving within countries that are even close to ours. We think about the border guards and people that are in the other services, Lord. So we ask your special hand upon them today and keeping them safe, and just keep them comforted in your presence in their time of need. And now we ask, Heavenly Father, for you to be with us through the remainder of this day and keep your hand upon us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thanks, Sherry. Okay, next on our agenda is meeting minutes. You all ready for those?
I motion for approval. I didn't see anything that was, I didn't even catch anything that was
I didn't either. Wrong.
I'll second the motion as for October 4th and October 6th.
Correct. Thank you. Discussion or questions? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Next, we've got accounts payable.
All right.
And included in there is the assessor's report.
Okay.
We need to sign that.
All right. I will move that we approve checks 321,785 through 321,859 and warrants 5272, 5273, 5274, 5275, 5276, and 5277. And as well as the quarterly assessor's reimbursement report as of October 8th, 2010.
Second.
And just for those that are listening, that seems a little different. Do you want to explain that,
sure.
Please?
Sure. The county clerk has asked us to go ahead and list what we're actually approving. We normally say accounts payable, and that's usually a pretty broad statement, so we're narrowing down what we've talked about months past, the pink box that we look at. That's what those numbers are in there. So it just clarifies exactly what we're approving. So it was a request of the clerk, which seems reasonable. So we'll be doing that from now on.
Thank you. Any questions or comments? Seeing here none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. And there weren't any journal entries or transfers, I don't believe. So we'll move on to public comment.
Mayor Potter.
Welcome, Forsyth Mayor Ron Parker. Good to have you, sir. And we got your letter up here. See copies on each spot.
Well, as I'm sure you gentlemen are aware, mayors and some of the leaders of the villages in the county are a little concerned over the conversations going on with planning and zoning. So we've drafted a letter, and if it's okay with you, I'd like to read it for the benefit of the people listening and in the audience. Gentlemen, we, the mayors and leaders of municipalities within Taney County, wish to commend the Commission for initiating a dialogue over the planning and zoning issue that confronts us today. As this is the fourth time the issue is being addressed, we believe it is important for citizens to understand the value P&Z brings to the county and its communities. It facilitates maintaining a high quality of life, helps attract businesses to the area, and promotes harmony between the different lifestyles that choose to call the county home. For those reasons, each of us believes retaining P&Z is critical to the county and our city's future success, and therefore do not support its elimination. We believe some level of confusion currently exists over the roles and implementation of P&Z in Taney County. It needs to be cleared up so intelligent, cost-effective decisions can be made. Once clarity has been reached, working together, we should be able to put in place P&Z solutions that preserve individual rights, yet also respect the rights of our neighbors. We all agree that we need to become more familiar with the issues and legalities surrounding this public discussion. Therefore, we request the Commission meet with us at a convenient time so that we may all come to a common understanding, permitting us to work together more efficiently and effectively for the benefit of all our citizens. And the letter is signed, City of Branson, Ray Ann Presley, Mayor, Village of Bull Creek, Sherry Anderson, City Clerk, City of Forsyth, myself, City of Hollister, David Tate, Mayor, Village of Merriam Woods, Angela Least, Administrator, and City of Rockaway Beach, Larry Klein, Mayor.
Okay. So thank you, Ron.
If we could come up with a convenient time to talk, that would be good.
Absolutely. How should we go about that? Have you got a suggestion? I mean, did y'all talk any times that y'all would be available, or should
we figured you being the busiest,
okay,
it might be good for
start
if you could
with,
give us
start
a couple
on our
of
end.
Dates, and we would do our best to shuffle things around so
okay,
we can make it happen.
You want to have Nikki start working with picking different dates throughout the next couple, 2 or 3 weeks, probably?
Sounds like a plan. Get a couple, three for choose from.
Okay,
I agree.
And you know how to get a hold of me. So
everybody in agreement with that?
That's yep. Fine. I don't. I see the county commission as the people that will place this on the ballot with a time that is convenient, with enough knowledge and respect for the citizens that I don't see that the time frame is a rush situation as proposed by. Maybe the other, supported by the other commissioners, I see it as a time for us to correct mistakes that are presently, as your letter says, confusing. And so the time frame of having it in the next 2 or 3 weeks, that's fine if it works out. We're in budget hearings and everything like that. It's the county commission's opportunity to place this upon the ballot whenever they see fit. So that in itself gives us the ability to respect all the citizens.
Bob, could I ask you to clarify that? I brought that question to you about the commission putting it on the ballot.
Correct.
Could you? I'm springing this on you. I apologize.
Well, the way Danny
brought that issue up here, kind of.
When I looked at it, the way I remembered it says if the appropriate number of signatures are gathered, the county commission shall put it on the ballot. It doesn't say which ballot or which election. So to Danny's point, I mean, it doesn't mean it has to be. I mean, obviously, you can't even get it on the November ballot right now. So, but it says you shall. So.
So the way you read that, if I can put words in your mouth, is if there are the right number of signatures as required, then the commission really doesn't have an option to put it on the ballot. We have the option of when to put it on the ballot, as you said.
I believe that's correct.
Okay.
I'm not equivocating. I mean, sometimes they say shall is directory rather than mandatory, but it wouldn't make any sense in this case, so I believe it's mandatory and you'd have to.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Very good. Thanks.
Thank you, Ron.
Other public comment?
James Strahan.
Pardon, sir.
Good morning. I'm up here, and I know a local writer said that my rights as a speaker the issues in Taney County might not be the same as other people, but I believe he's dead wrong. But I've got an issue here that has nothing to do with what's previously talked about. I just wanted to report, and maybe Bob can tell me if I need to get on the agenda, because I understand legalities involved. I'm wanting to report about the levy increases throughout the county. Can I do that through public comment, or has my freedoms been infringed so by the Constitution that I can't speak behind the podium of Taney County, Missouri?
It's not the Constitution. It would be the Sunshine Law, and as long as we're not taking action on it, you know, if the commission would want you or would allow you to do it during a public comment, certainly you can make an announcement if it's not for something for their discussion.
Great. And would you further that comment on to the gentleman that says I don't have that right? I just came to report this morning because, as you all well know, Senate Bill 711 was passed. And it was hurrayed by everybody that transparency in government was going to be presented to the citizens, that transparency was the main belief of government, and that taxation was a huge issue, and that the people needed to know what they were going to be paying on their taxes prior to receiving their tax bill. Well, so far, the only actions taken against this has been pressure down through the assessor's offices. The bill included the clerk and the collector in this transparency. But I'm going to report to you today the levies that's been put out in this county as of a week or 10 days ago and why they are set where they're set today. Through the entire county, of course, the taxation that will be applied to your assessment, that has not changed, has all increased, mainly by the vote of the citizens voicing their opinion on what they should be paying as taxation. Basically, the senior citizens tax and the OTC tax has been applied, but no levies throughout this county other than, and I'd like to congratulate Mr. Potter for a job well done, evidently, the city of Forsyth actually has a lower levy. Every other district, every other entity, every place in Taney County is taking an increase. And my message is, when you receive your tax bill, and it's going to be higher this fall, through the Transparency Act, I'm trying to make this work out for people, because everyone believes this is the case. It's not because of your assessments. I will receive thousands of calls. We know the economic times we're in. We know that the people are in trouble out there. So I just wanted to make everyone aware, when you receive your tax bill, it's not an assessment problem, but I will gladly take your calls. If you want somebody to punch on, I'm a public official. I'm there for you. Now, I know there's going to be lots of tales told by some elected officials in this courthouse that it's due because your assessment's wrong. Well, that's their opinion only, and the wrong opinion. The assessments are backed up by the Board of Equalizations and this county commission. So that's my message to the people. Through transparency in government that we all believe in, I'm going to expose this to you now than the day you get your tax bill and decide you have to come up with the money to pay them. So thank you very much.
Okay. Other public comment? That's it? All righty. We'll move on then to new and old business. We've got a monthly budget report. I believe Mr. Finley's headed our direction, right?
Just make sure everybody's clear. One thing, James said that all the other entities are up. The county set theirs at zero again, didn't we? I always get calls in my office talking about, you know, the county needs my tax money, county needs my tax money. We don't have a county levy, so that's
We do have one new sales, one new tax that was passed this year, the senior tax, correct?
Well, I guess that's probably true, Bob. You're right. That would be a county levy, okay. Mm-hmm. Other than that, we don't have any county levy.
Right.
You guys, I send this budget report to you monthly, and I wanted to report to you just a little bit. We've spent about $1.1 million of what we thought we would overspend as far as monies we had in our coffers there, but we actually budgeted to spend 1.6 of that. And looking at where we're at in the year, and you know, if I were to guess right now, I think we're probably going to come in better shape than what we predicted as far as the budget goes in general county revenue. Road and Bridge, they actually have a positive cash flow right now, and you know, that's a good thing too. I didn't total that up, I don't think, on yours, but Frank and I looked at that, and we were just above what we were at the beginning of the year, right, Frank? And so, you guys got any questions about that? It's something we need to do monthly just because statute says we put it in the minutes.
I mean, I think when you said the county's better off, it's because we've watched our expenses. The revenues are about where we expect them. They're a flat to a little bit up, mm-hmm. even after last week's announcement. But
When you say they're up to that, we have trouble predicting where they should be by the year.
Right.
At any particular point in the year, we have to go by year because one time June may be high, and the next time June may be real low, and it's really, really hard to find any kind of a pattern in that. But our revenues are probably about what we would have expected right now.
Okay.
And our expenses evidently then are less than what we would have expected, and hopefully we can continue that pattern to the end of the year and spend a little less of what we were thinking we might have to.
Rick, I think you used the term overspend. What you're saying is that we're spent more money than the revenues came in. We're
right.
using some of our, quote, rainy day fund.
It's hard to find the right terminology to use, but basically we thought that we would spend more than we took in.
That was our budget.
That was the way we looked at it when we started 1st of January in 2010. And we have done that, but not nearly as much as we thought we would have. And so that's what I was trying to say. It's hard to find the proper words, and I appreciate you clarifying that.
Budget-wise, we're not spending more than we budgeted, correct?
No. It looks like we're spending less. But,
less
you know,
money.
Again, time-wise, it's hard to say we have or haven't, but it looks like that, yes.
Good. Another question for Rick? Thanks for keeping us informed on that.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right. Any questions from public? All right.
So you'll submit that. Okay. I'm making sure she was going to enter that budget
record in.
Record into
the
end of
the minutes. Okay. Next, we've got tax sale surplus. Is that you, Sheila? Welcome. You're the tax sale lady, huh? I guess we could say something like that.
It'd be nice if we didn't have half of them.
Yes, it would.
Wow. Yeah.
That sheet in front of you is what sold the tax sale and had a surplus bid, and it's not been redeemed as of today. As people that own the property redeem it, and if there's a surplus bid on it, they once I turn it over to the treasurer, then they pay the full amount up front, and they can go forth and claim the surplus back. The surplus goes into a school trust fund, interest-bearing school trust fund, and it's held there for 3 years. And if after the end of 3 years it's unclaimed, then it's dispersed. To date, one day last week, I think I figured in out of what we sold at the tax sale, 10% of them had been redeemed. The tax amount that I'll give the check to the treasurer for $35,561.19, that's the unclaimed surplus at this time. If you see some large amounts there, if they come in to redeem the property and they redeem it, then they take their identification and they have to file an affidavit stating the reason for redeeming, what their interest in the property is. Then they take a copy of that paid over to the treasurer's office, and then they get that surplus amount back.
All right.
What else? That it?
That's all. That's any simple.
Questions
it just has
for
to be noted. And I don't know exactly what was said. I was coming down the hall and just heard some, but the we are printing the tax bills. I've got the personal printing. We'll be working on the real estate this week. We're coding for those that go to loan companies. And some levies varied a little. Some went down, some went up. We have two new entities that we will collect for, and I'll later put out a release on that. But I know that you gentlemen have had it discussed many times, the 5 cent per hundred. The senior, it'll be on the tax bill as a senior citizen. It'll show. And then those that live in the Hollister School District will have an OTC on their bill, and it's 0.1396 per hundred. So Hollister residents are the ones that's going to see a little bit more of an increase because their school levy went up, and then the OTC levy, and then the senior tax. But the others, due to it being a non-assessment year and the assessment values stay the same unless you've built, Forsyth residents, because of Forsyth's levy actually went, the school levy actually went down a little, so they will not, you know, notice anything at all. I think mainly Kirbyville School had a little increase. Basically, they helped pretty true to last year, except, like I said, your Hollister residents will see a little. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Jill. Any questions?
Yeah.
James, you got a question?
Yeah.
If it's not senior tax, then we can't.
Not those. According to this form, I'm sharing.
The I'm sorry.
The city of Branson, the city of Hollister, and the city of Village of Bull Creek went up in their levies other than the other taxation.
Okay. What I was saying, you would see a little increase. Like the city of Branson goes out 0.04%. And so where last year it was 5116, this year it's 5186.
Excuse me, Sheila, mm-hmm. but Jim whispered to me that mm-hmm. we're out of
that's fine.
Our agenda.
That's
on
great.
The levy issue. James brought that up under public comment, and it'd be a good discussion, mm-hmm. I think, to have on the agenda if you all would be willing next week to speak mm-hmm. that.
And I do put the levies on the website. Mm-hmm. They're back to back in the 80s. I've got them on the collector website, and I haven't got the O10 on there yet, but I'll get those on there too. And we've sent them out to different cities and so forth. When we get the bills printed, you know, and ready to go, and I get a little time, I'll, you know, put something out explaining the difference in the two. Hollister, the OTC was voted on back in April, and it was kind of forgotten about until, you know, just recently. And our programmer's working, supposed to be down Friday and have all of the data input so that we can reprint a bill. Right now we can print the main bill, but it's more involved in it.
Yep.
But anyway, right. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right, any other business on our first meeting?
Nope.
I've got something I wanted to state.
Okay.
I want to make mention of a article in here about our purchase of the county barn. I guess Janet just wanted to know the very last paragraph of that states that the overall concept is to move all the entire road and bridge divisions to the new facility on Mount Branson. There's no one that I know of I don't know where you got that statement at. Road and bridge employees are a little concerned on the east side that everything's going to move over there. So I just, when we make the purchase and make a statement about receiving the county barn, then I would like a correction made on that, if you don't care. But the employees themselves, the travel distance, that's not what we're buying that barn for, is to move the entire operation to that location. We're doing it for the convenience of all the citizens and the standard that we want to keep as far as road preparation, winter, ice storm coverage, and all those things. So that's all. I'm not jumping on anybody or anything like that. I'm just saying that I would like for it to be corrected whenever, because we get a lot of road and bridge employees that are calling asking about that. So.
Okay. Anything else? All right, we'll take a couple-minute recess and then get into our weekly agenda. Thanks. Thank you guys for being here.